All right, in today's entertainment news, Cuba Gooding Jr. will turn himself in to NYPD today for allegedly groping a woman in a New York nightclub. But on camera, he insists he did nothing wrong, and there's hard evidence to prove it. Now, according to TMZ, Cuba is expected to be booked for a misdemeanor charge of forcible touching. Cuba says the claim that he grabbed a woman's breast Sunday night at Magic Hour Rooftop Bar and Lounge in Manhattan is absolutely untrue. He says he was there partying with friends and posed for pictures with fans, but says no one was touched inappropriately, but not even by accident. Cuba says there's also surveillance video that will show he's innocent and he will trust the system. All right.
So, okay. You know what's troubling is you can make this accusation and they just issue a warrant for your arrest.
That's what it looks like.
Well, he turned himself in, so he's cooperating with the investigation, with the Special Victims Unit. So,
and if he says he has surveillance video?
Well, the club does, where he was. They have surveillance videos, so he's going to wait. He says that's going to prove him innocent.
But here's what the troubling part of it is. If they find a man innocent and a man is not guilty or a woman is not guilty of a crime, and they were accused of the crime, and they find out that the woman or man was not guilty of it, the person who accused them, they get to just walk away. There's no penalty.
Ain't nothing happening.
If you accuse a person and it comes to find out that they're innocent. And that's troubling, man. That's troubling, you know. And I'm not saying that because I'm friends with Cuba and I like the brother. But I'm just saying, as it bears out, let's suppose that they find out through surveillance footage that he is innocent. Now, if he's guilty, he got to pay.
Right.
But if you're innocent, what happens to the person who made the accusation? What happens to them?
Well, we have to wait and find out.
The investigation finds out.
My bad, Cuba.
Don't do it.
Hopefully it'll be more than that, but, based on past situations, it won't be. But hopefully this didn't happen, and if it did, let justice take its course.
That's right.
In other entertainment news, Steve, we all knew that this couldn't be real. Justin Bieber says the challenge he threw down for Tom Cruise was just a joke. On Sunday, Justin sent out a very bizarre tweet asking UFC head Dana White to set up a rumble in the octagon. He even suggested to Tom, listen, if you don't take this fight, you're scared. But yesterday, Justin Bieber admitted that Tom Cruise, who's 58, would kick his butt. He added that if Tom had accepted the challenge, he'd have to get in some really good shape. So why did he send out the tweet in the first place, people are asking? Well, he just finished watching an interview with Tom Cruise and had the Hollywood star on his mind. Yeah. So he had Tom Cruise on his mind. Yeah.
You must have seen him run in Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
run 30 minutes. He's in shape.
And he does all his own stunts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
at 58, that's really good.
After you get through smoking weed.
You sit out there tweeting.
And it wear off. Yeah. And you see that tweet. Yeah, right after that tweet don't make no damn sense.
Yeah. Well, Tom, I didn't mean that.
Don't let 50-something fool you,
though. Yeah, that's Ethan, baby. Mission Impossible.
All right, Steve, let's get to the headlines, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.